During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with your friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes. Whether you're sharing a pic from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Play me some black market music, man.
Let's get it, man.
And you know what that means. My whip game, come on.
Go crazy.
See the wrist?
Come on, look at the wrist.
In the kitchen what cooking that chicken. That means the black market is open. That means that it's some black money to be made, spent, and cycled back through the black community. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm tired of people complaining about what they don't have. But they don't never tell you about what they don't do.
That's a fact.
And that's why we bringing this whole black market thing back together, because it's some doers, and we know some people who do. And we know some people who know how to. And we know some people who having things because of the things that
they
do.
That they know how to do.
And that's why I got my young dog in here with me today. I knew he was a young dog, because he had an old nigga name.
What's his name?
You don't get to meet no young nigga named Leander. That man, he come from a good generation where the men stuck around.
Right.
Go back 6, 7 granddaddies. They all stayed and raised the family. Ain't no, you don't get no name Leander being on no bullshit.
No.
That's a legacy name.
No.
That come from your great, great, great grandfather. And his name be some crazy shit, Axelrod or some shit.
Man,
there's a lot of people out here who try, you know, continue to climb that ladder of success. And everybody knows, man, you only as good as your resume.
Come on.
And my dog Leander.
Yeah.
He got a whole business to show you how to put your resume together. So welcome to the Black Market,
man. Nah, man. Appreciate you, man.
Leander Howard, the second.
Appreciate it, man. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Give him a brief intro of who you are and what you do, man.
Yeah, man. So my name is Leander Howard II, founder
and CEO. Don't try to say it fast. It's Leander.
Leander Howard II, founder and CEO of Spark Your Resume. So we're a professional development agency, man, connecting top talent to top companies. We help people land their dream job in 90 days or less.
Yeah, what's a dream job?
And it really depends on the person. You'll see a lot of people trying to work at like Google, Netflix, all that good jazz. They might think it's a dream job, but to me, man, I mean, flexibility, you know, good pay, good benefits to certain people. Remote work is like key buzzwords these days. Everybody want remote work. That just means good lifestyle. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Work-life balance. But yeah, that's what I would say is like a solid dream job. And working at a company that has good culture. Yeah.
Yeah, that's real.
Something that you can fit in.
When did you figure out the resume game?
Yeah, man. I went to Georgia State, graduated with 2 degrees, one in marketing, one in finance, May of 2020. And before, appreciate that.
We support Black people getting education.
Congrats. Appreciate that, man. Appreciate that.
Break this like rule.
Facts. So August of 2019, like I had good internships. I interned at Wells Fargo in 2018.
Still and tell the truth.
Nah, I ain't still nobody. Nah, I ain't still nobody. And then I interned at Arthur Blank's Foundation at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
That's hard.
Yeah, and I got like, you know, it was like one out of 14 people that got, well, it was 14 of us, but it was like 1,000 applications. So I'm in the top 1% people that got hired. And then Wells Fargo was pretty much the same dynamic. And people were just asking me like, how you get that job, man? Like, you don't know nobody, like, you're networking, what you doing? I'm like, man, you know, reaching out to people on LinkedIn, you know, being somebody that people want to know. I think that's really what kind of got my foot in the door and just my hunger, you know, humbleness, tenacity, just do hard work, do the hard things. But nah, man, I think the resume is most definitely important because it's a snapshot of like your overall experience.
Yeah.
And it really tells like recruiters and hiring managers, you know, who you are, what you do, and how you plan on bringing value to an organization.
Walk me through it. So if I went to sparkyourresume.com right yep. now, what would be the first thing they asked me to do?
Yeah, man, so our website is kind of pretty built on two goals, like, you know, learning more about who we are, what we do. We do like free strategy calls with like career professionals looking to advance their career, and then they can purchase like any one of our three packages that we have. So we do like resume enhancement, LinkedIn profile development, cover letter development, and then there's one other thing called reverse recruiting that I'm starting to do to where the job search is more than your resume. Like that's just the beginning of the process. So what we're doing now for clients is like cold emailing recruiters on their behalf, scheduling interviews for them, like applying for jobs on their behalf, pretty much taking out the whole process because most of our clients are like managers, directors, VPs, and C-suite professionals. So they really don't have the time. They're working 40 hours a week, 60 hours a week, but they want a new opportunity or a better opportunity.
Bro, I was just sitting here thinking about some crazy shit. Like, I wonder what kind of job you could get just based off your Instagram profile. Like, they
depends.
No other information, just pictures and caption.
You'd be surprised, man. Like, people get jobs off TikTok based on what they're talking about. So, like, if you got good content, like, content is king. If you're talking about, like, really dope stuff and you speaking the language that people want to hear, then...
I might have to hit you, bro. You might get some money. We probably could get some money.
No facts. I think y'all should be on LinkedIn, bro, no lie.
What is that?
So LinkedIn is honestly the number one B2B platform in the world, man. I think, and content goes crazy on there, bro. Like video content, polls, like it's a whole science to it, but not a lot of like podcasts or like artists.
You know how to
do it. Oh yeah, I got like 26,000 on LinkedIn right now. But I ain't on Instagram, like bro, I tell people this all the time. I say, if you wanna make real money, get on LinkedIn.
That's where the bread is.
I swear to God.
B2B. That's social media.
Yeah. Like B2B contacts, like CEOs. I'm connected with NFL players on there, CEOs, VC firms, like
and y'all all types set, of brothers. Y'all set that up for people.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm
the whole profile.
I need
I might need that, man.
Banner, all that. I mean it
I
does a lot
more. It was just for putting in what
jobs.
You call it?
Yeah. Yep, that's what most people think. I go to LinkedIn to search for jobs, but nah, man, it's way more than that, man. Like
I get all my.
So y'all be having little brunches and shit.
I ain't gonna lie. So, they on there for sure.
I'm just saying, I'm not getting on there nah, just for no business now. Nah, it's some hoes in between all this networking, too.
It's most dead. Hey,
all work and no play make you boring as a sale and something like that. Fuck that.
Nah, they most definitely on
and
there,
what
too.
Was the other one you said?
No, I'm saying, so when you build your LinkedIn profile, it does a lot more to me for, like, conversions than, like, an Instagram. So, like, you got a headshot. You got a cover story. It's like a 30-second like clip that you can put on your headshot when people click on your profile. Like, if y'all go to my profile or anybody like looking me up on LinkedIn, you'll click my profile and it's a video of me talking about myself. Mm. Instagram, you can't do that. You got like stories that you can probably like people, you know, go through and see stuff like that, but not like a cover story, 30 seconds. I'm telling you who I am, what I do, navigating you to like book a call with my team, like telling you what to do, like guiding you in the right direction to kind of convert you as a, like a prospect or a lead. And then they got like a feature tab on LinkedIn to where you can put like all your links to your website, you know, calendar, podcast episodes, all that good jazz. So
yeah, we're gonna get on there.
It honestly converts, man. You'll see a lot of good traffic.
Somebody in my technical department get us on LinkedIn. Yeah, yep. Somebody start that right now.
Tell me, bro, go crazy.
Roll up and get on LinkedIn. He says hoes on there and everything. No. Hey, now it's social media.
That's what you want.
He said the conversion it's rate is crazy over there.
It's not just for jobs.
Not just for jobs, bro.
It's for blowjobs too.
Hey,
I'm thinking ahead.
I'm dead. I'm dead.
They gonna steal that slogan because it's too good.
I'm
too
dead.
Good. That is too good to pass up.
I'm dead.
No, so I'm dead, since you're talking about social media and all of that good stuff, yep. Where can they find you? Where can they get in touch with you? How can they support your service? Yep. What we need to do to blow this shit up and take you to the next level?
Yeah, man. Instagram is Leander Howard II, and then
you
LinkedIn.
Just said you wasn't on that.
No, I'm on Instagram. I got an Instagram profile.
You just do other shit.
Yeah, I'm more focused on LinkedIn, though. Like, that's where my audience is, for real.
Yeah.
Just,
it probably ain't a lot of Leanders. You just probably
type it in.
Yeah,
for sure. If you type it in, it'll probably.
Well, you know what I mean? I think LinkedIn is probably like Instagram for people with jobs.
No, you a fucking genius. I don't even.
I mean, I guess you could say that. A lot of corporate professionals are on LinkedIn.
You know what I mean? Like, the influencers be influenced on Instagram, but it ain't real no tangible gig job thing. But, yeah.
Mm. Bro, you cold, though. You cold. You said LinkedIn is Instagram for people who got jobs.
I'm dead.
Keep it real unprofessional on that, too.
I'm dead.
How can they find you on LinkedIn?
Yeah, just type in Leander Howard II. Yeah.
Tell them how to spell Leander.
It's L-E-A-N-D-E-R.
Where you from, bro?
Stone Mountain.
Oh, where?
Yeah, born and raised. Went to Arabia Mountain High School.
To where?
Arabia Mountain.
I never heard of it.
Oh, just in DeKalb County. Theme school.
Yeah.
Uniforms. I was grown when I moved to Georgia. I didn't go to none of
that. It sounded mystical.
Yeah.
Nah, it's at the Arabian Theme Nights. School.
What the fuck you graduated with? Aladdin, the Prince of Thieves?
Nah, it's a good school, man. It's based on, like, tracks. So you get to pick, like, business or, like, computer science. Like, yeah.
Well, did you go to the business track?
Yep,
and
I did.
It worked out for you?
Yeah, it most definitely worked out.
I believe most of the shit you said. I believe most of it. That's
solid,
a lot.
Man, for sure.
I mean, you to be a complete stranger, but I know, like, you got the name, Leander, and then you got... Tell them about your software business, too.
Yeah, man. So Rightsea, man, is pretty big. We actually just raised $2 million seed round. Appreciate it, man.
Now what you gonna do with the money?
Facts. So yeah, shout out to the founder, Brandon Mitchell, Ahmed, Noel, and Hansel, that's the CTO. And then Sono, a marketing associate. But what we do at Rightsea, man, so pretty much spark your resume. The founder had another resume writing business, and we kind of linked up. Like, I'm the marketer, he's like the founder, I'm a CMO. And what we do is, like, it's a business management solution for writers and coaches. So we pretty much help people streamline, automate processes, workflows using our software.
That's dope.
Yeah. But now, man, we're looking to hire and all that stuff now with the $2 million, pay ourselves and things like that, so.
Yeah, I'd get a job over there. I ain't doing shit, but I'd be on staff as a consultant.
So raising the $2 million, because I think most of us out there in the world at the house, we see Shark Tank, and that's our only reference for stuff. So How does that go about, like, how much, like, because a lot of times they be on Shark Tank and they ain't proving nothing. So
right.
Just maybe tell the people, like, how you have to prove yourself to even be able to get out there like that.
Yeah, man, I think, you know, having traction is one thing, like, investors look at. So we already had customers, paying customers. Like, I think it was making, like, $200,000 a year so far. We just started January 2020. So, and a SaaS company, that's pretty major. Like, you don't see that a lot. And then pitch decks. So we got to create a pitch deck. I mean, the founder did most of it, but it took us 9 months, bro, to raise that $2 million. We got three investors. So Collab Capital, they actually located in Atlanta. We got Atento Capital in Tulsa. And then Bolster is a recruiting firm. But we're about to partner with them on, like, some crazy stuff. But they invested, like, $100K. And then we got, like, family and friends rounds. But, I mean, I think just, you know, having that story and then targeting people that can relate to your industry, it makes it a lot easier because they understand what you're doing in business, and then selling the vision, man, and having a good team. Like, you got to sell the team, because that's one thing they're asking about, who on your team. Because that's, at the end of the day, bro, business is people, systems, and processes. So if I'm buying a business, I'm looking at that, those three components.
Well, shit, drop your social media one more time and let
them
know.
Yeah, man, follow me on Instagram, Leander Howard II. LinkedIn, most definitely connect with me on LinkedIn, Leander Howard II. Follow RightSeed, follow Spark Your Resume. Spark Your Resume is the resume writing company, so www.sparkyourresume.com. And then RightSeed is www.RightSeed. So it's RightSeed.com.
Hey, man. Keep doing it,
man. Appreciate you, man.
We appreciate you starting out.
Thank you very much,
bro. The Black Market is open. Leander.
Appreciate Leander. You, man.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode. So, stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.